This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell is here. Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Dave Licken.
How are you doing?
Well, I hate that Alan and Alice are gone today, but the good news is it means that we get to chat more. No, not really. We want to hear what Steve has to say. You, Steve, and I have something in common. We always have to spell our last name.
Yep, that's right.
So I'm going to talk about where does money for a mortgage loan come from? That's what I was talking with some folks this weekend about. How does a mortgage company have money? Because if you walk into a mortgage bank, there's no teller line. You don't have a checking account. There's no deposits. How does a mortgage bank have money when it doesn't have any money? How does it get money? There's no deposit. So where does the money come from for a mortgage loan? And the answer is mortgage companies borrow money from commercial banks. So an FDIC-insured depository commercial bank that actually has deposits will provide a revolving and secured line of credit, also known as a warehouse line or warehouse line of credit, to the mortgage company. So the mortgage company creates this debtor relationship with the commercial bank. So the commercial bank lends money to the mortgage bank. The mortgage bank then lends money to the consumer. So this relationship, though, is truly a debtor-creditor relationship with all of the challenges and opportunities that come along with that. So that the FDIC bank has to make the credit decision to make a loan to the mortgage company. And the amount of money that they'll lend is capped based on a number of factors. So the first decision is the FDIC bank looks at the mortgage company's operations to determine how effective they are in having their loans sold and purchased. So they'll look at the investor scorecard. They're also going to look at the financial statements of the mortgage company to determine how much money they can lend them. They'll also look at the profit performance and the liquidity. How much cash does the mortgage company hold in its company? All these are factors that the FDIC bank looks at in order to make a credit decision to lend money to the mortgage company. And once that relationship is established, the mortgage company opens up a checking account at the warehouse bank. So if you want to have a bunch of additional warehouse line banks, every time you do that, you're going to have to open up more checking accounts. They're going to have transaction flow going through them. It also means that every time you add a new warehouse line lender, you got to go through the entire credit approval process, which if you're owned by several individuals, it means credit reports are going to be pulled on the owners. It also means that every single warehouse line lender wants to know how much all the other lenders are lending you, because they all want to understand their aggregate exposure. How much is all the warehouse line lenders together lending you? And what happens when you need more money? You have to go back to the warehouse bank and ask for more line extension, or what we call a bold.
How does it work? Go ahead.
Absolutely, Dave. So how it works. So you got this warehouse line relationship established. So the mortgage company's got a loan that it wants to close. So the mortgage company needs money because the mortgage company doesn't have any money. So the mortgage company sends the funding request to the warehouse line lender bank. Now, this funding request is going to show all the calculations that get to the net wire amount, the note rate, the fees, the interest, all the pieces, the net wire. And it's also going to say where you're going to send the money. It's going to identify the specific information about the loan. It's also going to be accompanied with other information about the loan. It might even include a copy of the appraisal value. It might include other elements. It might include the borrower's 1003. Different lenders have different rules, and different warehouse lenders have different systems that they use to make it easier or sometimes harder to send them data so they can then make the loan, because every single mortgage loan that's funded through a warehouse lender has a loan. Every single one. It's not like it's a bunch of them all at once. Every single one, one at a time. So the FDIC bank sends the funds to the title company for the loan closing. The escrow agent reviews the documents, reviews the closing instructions from the mortgage company, and then closes the loan. And that closing instructions from the mortgage company and the information from the warehouse bank is going to say, send the original note back to the warehouse line lender. So the loan's funded, the note goes to the warehouse line lender, the pile of paper of closed mortgage loan goes to the independent mortgage company. Now, this is an accounting event, because now we borrowed money and we created an asset. And now we've got a loan held for sale. We also have escrow liability that's happened now. So now that we have a closed loan, we've borrowed money, we've got an asset, we want to have this thing purchased. So we're going to take all that information and send it to the investor, because we want the investor to review it. Also, behind the scenes, the FDIC bank is taking that note It got from the title company, and it is sending it under a Bailey letter to the investor. So that means the warehouse line lender needs to know who's going to be buying the loan. So the investor reviews the loan, and the investor purchases it. They decide that we're going to buy this loan. The investor sends the wire for the purchase to the warehouse line lender bank. The warehouse line lender bank gets the wire from the investor. The warehouse line lender will take out all their fees. The investor took out all their fees, and they're going to have a net deposit. One deposit is going to go into the mortgage company's checking account at the warehouse line bank, but it's net of the wires, net of other fees, net of all this other stuff. So the loan's now sold. We got our gain on sale in cash, but every penny of this funding wire is counted. We've sent the money to the title company, and all of that's going to be looked at and reconciled. And all of that counting everything to the penny happens every single time. Every single loan, this entire process occurs over and over and over. And it always has to be reconciled back to the penny. That's a lot of penny counting. It's a lot of detail. And this is done in the closing department, reconciling the CD and then requesting the funding amount. It's done in the accounting department. It's done in the post-closing and the shipping department, make sure all the pieces are fitting together. So just because the loan's clear to close and approved, there's still a ton of work to do on every single loan, every single time. It has to be balanced perfectly. So that's where money comes from.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. Follow the money. One time long ago, you and I, when we were working together, did an amazing slide show. The slide that actually depicted that brilliantly. And I love that. So that's a good job. I helped in the bring together and make the warehouse facility happen at North Point Bank. We got another one out of the way we're building right now. So it's good to have those. That's good high level stuff. Because a lot of people don't know. Where does the money come from?
Yeah, we're doing the same thing too, Dave. We got a couple of warehouse lender review, build out kind of things happening. But in terms of this, where does stuff come from? I'm going to also in subsequent weeks talk about where does rates come from? Where does profit come from? There's more about how does mortgage company work? There's so much happening so fast, and we're all looking forward so much about like what Matt was talking about, housing and the Fed days. Everybody's looking forward, but there's still a lot. Somebody's back there with a big broom. Somebody's got to sweep all that stuff up, and there's a ton to deal with when you deal with the details.
Lots and lots of details. And it's always the devil's in the details that can mess you up. So good job. Appreciate it, Andy. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
Each and every week, sharing us your wisdom and knowledge. Love it. Thank
you. My pleasure.
Next week, we've got Linda Bomar joining us. Excited to have Linda on. She's a dear, dear friend. Both her and her husband, Stanley, have been friends for many, many years. And we're excited to have on Linda as Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing with, of course, Indicom Global Services. And we'll be also having her joined with another one of their executives on automation. So be sure to come back for next week's podcast. Special thank you to all our sponsors, Finastra being, of course, one of our longstanding sponsors, and Steve, and who is a part of the program today, Steve Hoke, as well as Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate, and Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and a lot more. Check them all out on our website. Folks, have a great day, and we look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.